The end of the Massachusetts legislative session marks the beginning of a new Senate presidency. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
With very little time left before lawmakers finish this session, last week marked the start of Senator Karen Spilka's presidency. Her predecessor, Harriet Chandler, had earlier said that lawmakers would be working through the weekend to get business before the legislature all wrapped up. But that didn't actually happen. Can you unpack that for us?
Sure. Well, as you said, Senate President Chandler, former Senate President Chandler now, had apparently spoken to House Speaker Robert DeLeo in the weeks leading up to these final days, and they had agreed that with this weekend falling, with just 2 days remaining this week, Monday and Tuesday before the end of sessions, that they would meet over the weekend to make sure that they could get all of their business done. This was tentatively put on schedule. But Thursday, after taking the gavel, Senator Spilka adjourned the Senate until Monday, coming as a bit of a shock to the House. House Speaker Robert DeLeo said he found out about it by reading the State House News Service. Actually, he seemed a bit peeved that the Senate would go home. But there is a little more to this. We talked to Senator Spilka after she did this, and the governor's vetoes after he signed the budget on Thursday and vetoed about $49 million in spending was far less than lawmakers were anticipating. And Spilka said she felt quite comfortable that the legislature had plenty of time to get their work done over the course of Monday and Tuesday. I think a bit of what this speaks to is the fact that Spilka knew heading into the weekend that they were not very close on a lot of major deals that still need to get done before midnight on the 31st.
About those vetoes, about $49 million were vetoed by the governor. He cut funding to programs like the Mass Cultural Council, school-based health programs, and Mass Health Senior Care, and to the state police. Now, that's the law enforcement body that's coming under intense scrutiny over overtime fraud. Will the optics of some of the veto overrides put any pressure on the supermajority holding Democratic lawmakers this morning?
Well, there's no pressure on them. Their mind is made up, and they're prepared to fully restore all of the funding that the governor vetoed. As I mentioned, really a small number, if you look historically at what Governor Baker has sliced from previous budgets, which usually can get up around the $200, $300 million mark. The governor, in typical fashion, kept his eye on a lot of local earmarks. He tends to frown on these set-asides that lawmakers put in the budget for pet projects in their home districts. He thinks that the money should be more broadly allocated to his administration to decide how best how to do it. And that is where the legislature comes in, and they're putting most of those earmarks back in.
Briefly, what are some of the big measures that still need work and that lawmakers want to get wrapped up before Tuesday night at midnight?
Absolutely. Well, there are, as we talk about the budget, several budget amendments that we expect the legislature will want to deal with. The governor returned some key sections, including what is known as the cap on kids. It would expand welfare benefits. There is also a traffic study that would look at congestion tolling on the Mass Turnpike. The governor returned these sections. The legislature may look to send these back to the governor. There was a deal struck over the weekend on a scheme to tax and regulate Airbnb rentals and short-term rentals through other websites. This appears headed for a vote later today in the House and possibly also the Senate. And we've also seen deals struck on veterans, an environmental spending bill worth $2.4 billion, and a measure that would implement automatic voter registration in Massachusetts. All appear to be on the track to passage. What we're waiting for now is things like compromise over a major health care bill, the House and Senate trying to negotiate a final deal over an opioid abuse prevention law that Governor Baker had filed much earlier this session. They want to get that done before the end of sessions on July 31st.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks again, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill and 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio. We'll be right back.